The choir of the King's Consort sing Henry Purcell's Hear My Prayer, O Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my crying come unto thee. As I listen, I too bring my prayer, my needs and my longings, the deepest feelings of my heart, before the Lord. Relax. Be still. Let the tensions of today slip away. Know that you are in the presence of God. God rejoices that you have come, however forgetful you may have been of God during the day. Look back over today. What do I want to thank God for? What gifts have I received? Jesus said, "The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything." Ask God's Spirit to guide your memory as you look back over the day. Look back peacefully over today and see what comes to mind. Trust that the Holy Spirit will help you see what the Father wants to show you. Look at places where you have been, things you've done, people you've been with. Look for those moments when there has been energy, light, life, where you have been open and have experienced the gifts of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trust, gentleness, self-control. God is always present in our lives to bring about our greatest good and the good of others. Ask yourself, when did you most fully cooperate with God? When did you feel most alive? Become aware of the times when you felt out of tune with God. Ask yourself, when did you feel least alive? Try not to be judgmental, but simply to notice. What do you want to ask forgiveness for? When have you chosen distance over closeness to God? Perhaps when your own preoccupations have taken center stage and crowded out other people's needs? Receive that forgiveness and healing with confidence. What do you want to ask God for? What do you need to strengthen so as to follow the way you are being drawn by the Spirit? Ask God for whatever it is you need. Ask God to open your heart to whatever surprises may come, to open your eyes to notice God in unexpected places, to open your ears to become tuned in to God's voice. This God forgives, calls and empowers you to follow Christ in your daily choices, great and small. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.